is MC Basement. This is my name apparently now. Studio B2, what was this, number 19?
Yes.
We've done so many, so we're almost like 4 months in. We are over 4 months in, we're almost 5 months in.
I told somebody the other day we're 18 years old.
18 years old?
Yeah.
And we are 18 years old. Sometimes we act like we're 10, but that's all right.
Okay.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. More up-tempo tonight, huh?
Yeah.
It is. What is Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night.
Saturday night.
This is what we do on Saturday nights. We podcast for people.
Because we love you guys.
Because we have nothing else to do.
And it's the only night we all had free.
Exactly.
So,
first things first. We need the update. Still following the progress. So what did you just
progress.
Say? 4.2 pounds down, what'd you say?
4.2 pounds down since the last podcast, which has been a little over a week from the last time we recorded. So we are at 59.2 pounds total lost for a weight of 258.8.
Woo! That's awesome.
So that's 4 pounds away from where I was when I fell off the wagon the
Before.
Last time. Yeah.
When you were working, getting down.
Yeah.
And you're doing it your way this time.
Hey. I'm doing it my way this time.
I wish we had one of those buttons that you can do like the round of applause. You know what I mean?
Two golf claps later.
With a little bit of cheering in the background.
If you would have said something, I could have had something ready.
I should have.
That's all right.
We'll have it ready for the next
there
one.
There you go.
All right, so then the ultimate... Again, goal is like 200 total. Oh,
yeah.
Well, to get to 200, not
yeah.
total 200 loss.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
then you'd weigh like, what, 50 pounds or something?
Yeah, to get down to two. So about another six. I've lost 60 pounds and pretty much need to do about another 60 pounds.
And are you still keeping up with the app, MyFitnessPal,
oh
and
my
Fitbit
God.
As much
yeah.
as before?
All the time.
What was that thing you had on your shoe the other day in the office?
My new Fitbit.
You have a new one?
It's
yeah.
it's upgraded version.
Yeah, this is Fitbit 1.
Uh-huh.
It tracks sleep. Yeah, what have you noticed about sleep? Have you really tracked it?
No, I've done it every night.
And what have you come to find out about yourself?
Last night was really bad. I woke up a lot last night.
Does it track deep sleep? Like,
no.
Just light and deep or just when you wake up?
It pretty much, because how it sits, it knows if you move, so they call that restless sleep.
Yeah.
And then it tells if you're not moving, they consider that...
Good sleep.
Good sleep.
So do you remember waking up last night?
No.
But the band says you woke up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't wake up, you just...
You move.
You move around, so... Because deep sleep, you're not supposed to move, like you're supposed to be...
Oh, yeah, you're just dead.
Dead, right. So if you're moving around, it's called restless sleep. Now, if you're awake, there isn't awake, and I haven't had any awake yet. But I think you would know if you're awake.
We need a hashtag Fitbit. Since we always talk about them all the time, maybe they can come over and start advertising for us or something.
I know.
We basically advertise for them.
Well, there's other ones out there too, but we just talk Fitbit because that's what I have.
My up band, I don't know. I don't know if that was the same way. Like, it supposedly tracked deep sleep, REM sleep versus
yeah.
normal sleep. So I don't know if it was motion like you're saying.
Well, you wore it around the wrist, right?
Yeah.
See, and that might have had like a, did it have like a heart rate monitor?
No.
Okay, because that's how you can probably detect like deep sleep.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I was just, and you know what else I was surprised by? We're doing a lot of Christmas shopping today. Bed Bath & Beyond. They have the Bedit. Which is Bedit. I've heard stuff, read about it. You actually put it under your mattress.
Okay.
On the side that you sleep on, and it tracks your sleep as well.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's interesting.
And yeah. I was very surprised to see it at that place.
Bed Bath & Beyond has everything.
Yeah, they kind of do.
I love Bed Bath & Beyond for like different like household stuff, and yeah, they have everything.
So, anyway, but the sleep aspect, very, very important. How many average hours are you getting?
Well, you can look. It's kind of funny. I started doing it on Wednesday of this week.
It's gradually going
down. Because, well, Tuesday was that day that I had to, I worked like 16 hours. So I went to bed really early Tuesday night, which that would be Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. So I slept for like 9.5 hours. But I only got like a little over 7 hours last night.
Gotcha.
But I didn't get home until midnight, so.
Right.
Which is not usual for me. So, yeah, but, yeah, so it, Yeah, it's working. I mean, I put it in. I have the band. I put the band on every night, and it takes a little, because I don't like stuff on my wrists. I've never been a big
watcher.
Well, no, I used to wear a watch all the time, but my wrists are so big now, like, I can barely get that band on.
Yeah.
So I don't like stuff like those, like, you know, like those Livestrong bands and
rubber bands.
Yeah, I can't wear any of those things. Nobody makes one big enough for me to put on my arm.
I'm waiting because Fitbit's going to release a watch. I don't know if I'm going to get it yet or not.
It's out already.
Is it out?
I think it's out already.
I couldn't.
I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think it is out.
I was looking at Best Buy. I didn't see a Best Buy.
Oh, okay.
I was looking on their website, though, and it said coming in spring.
Oh, so but maybe. Okay.
It's supposed to have a heart rate monitor on it, which I would. Dope. Yeah. I'm really curious about that. See how well it is, but it's like 240 or something like that.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really.
Hopefully it's like indestructible, like a G-Shock or something.
That's
there's a warranty on it. That would probably make it a whole lot better because it would make sense if people were trying to use this and then test different statistics and levels of certain things.
That would be the only way because I wouldn't want the screen to crack or break or something, and then
you're out.
You're basically
done. Hopefully there'd be like a warranty or something you can replace it with if their product is really that.
I think I was telling CJ that too, though. Unless it has a chronograph, it's kind of pointless too. To do timing.
Oh, yeah.
Because use it for training and stuff in the gym. So it needs a chronograph as well. So we'll see. I don't know. Okay.
Cool.
What's next?
I don't know.
What do you want to talk about? Paleo and Dr. Oz?
Oh, yeah.
The amazing and incredible Dr.
The
Oz.
The amazing, incredible Dr.
Impeccable
Oz.
Impeccable Dr. Oz.
We're not going to be doing paleo tonight, are we?
No. I'm drinking a beer. I just finished the beer.
Beer and pizza.
So I don't even remember what email newsletter this came through on, but there was an article, examiner.com.
Yeah.
You know what Examiner is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Mark Sisson was on the show. I don't watch Dr. Oz's show. I don't particularly care for it personally.
No, I don't.
It's nothing against him. But according to the article and the email that I got, he praised the paleo. And again, when we say paleo, we're talking lean meats, lots of fruits and veggies. People get the misconception, a lot of meat. But he praised it for helping with weight loss and helping with inflammation and arthritis and everything that we've already talked about. But Dr. Oz said it was official, so guess what? It's official.
Yeah.
It's now, golden.
It is golden.
I mean,
now.
It's a good way to raise awareness about it. But I'm kind of thinking, I wonder if it's going to die out like one of those things like the South Beach diet or like the Atkins diet.
It's never going
like
to die
out. It was a
huge
thing for a while, but then people kind of just forgot about it.
I don't think it's ever going to die out.
I don't think it should.
What did you. It's hard to. It's not a. They don't have bars and stuff that's processed and has Atkins or South Beach. Their bars are. Like grown food, people putting stuff together, and there's a bunch of different companies that consider themselves paleo. Like Epic Bars is one I was looking at the other day. Steve's Paleo Goods is another one. Like with South Beach and Atkins, it's their product, and that's it. So I don't know. I don't think it's ever going to go away. And the idea behind it, that you come from sustainably farmed animals, is even better than, say, the Atkins or South Beach.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
But Dr. Oz said it.
Yeah.
So we're good. So hopefully we're good. A lot more people heard it or are looking into it now.
It'd be interesting, even if it's just a small amount of awareness, kind of people to get to know about it. But you talking about that guy who was like an Ironman competitor?
Mark Sisson. Yeah, he runs Mark's Daily Apple. He has all the primal. His thing is Primal Blueprint. He's written two or three books.
Yeah.
But, he said. What was it, 25 years? He had IBS or something, and then he went primal, and it went away and cleared up his arthritis and was a turn from Iron Man. I'm telling you, man, that long-distance stuff will take a toll on your body.
Especially the way they eat, the way they just treat carbohydrates as like a serious fuel.
They think
no wonder he have IBS or something wrong with his gutters digestive system.
Think when you ran track and stuff, what were you told to eat before meat?
Well, we always had spaghetti dinners.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the worst thing you can do.
You said that was the night before a meet?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was like the day of? Like, what would you do that day?
Bagels or something.
I didn't. I mean, I just ate normal the day of. Some people don't eat anything, and then they get sick because they didn't eat anything.
Yeah.
A lot of people eat bananas.
Which would be understandable.
Yeah.
The long distance stuff, though, and more of the current way of looking at it is to do fat adaptation and run off of that instead of doing the pasta carb loading deal.
Yeah.
So, okay. Just wanted to mention that. Dr. Osh said it on the show, I guess, so now it's legit.
Yeah, so people don't think we're full of shit now because it's real.
And Dr. Osh said it. So,
so it's real now.
It's real.
It's on the internet. Bam.
We're on the internet.
We are on the internet.
All right, so then the next thing to discuss, the USAW Open is in D.C. this weekend. The American Open, oops, I don't know how that came up like that, is where people from any age, you just go weigh in, age, and you compete. The Open means anybody can come. Actually, there's a dude I followed Instagram that I knew back from Guilford College, played basketball there.
Mm-hmm.
He's trained some girl that's going up there. And she had a, he had a video of her up the other day doing a snatch from blocks and was 1 kilogram away from the record, USA record. And she was doing it off of blocks, catching off blocks. This was some girl he's coaching. I think she's younger. But I thought that was pretty cool. So it's in D.C. I think Doc went down there.
Did he really?
Man, I think he had a picture up.
I have to ask him about it. He probably would. He would go to something. I would have went if I probably would have like paid more attention to it. Is it tomorrow as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Friday, today, and tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess tonight I can't. Well, clearly we have nothing better to do on Saturday, so we're just podcasting. Tim's over here falling asleep.
I'm not falling asleep. Yeah. What are you talking about? I'm listening.
I don't see the dates, but I know it was this weekend. So anyway, the whole point of it, though, is when you think of Olympic weightlifting, what do you think of?
Weightlifting?
What it, I mean, like specific exercises.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Like from a standpoint of someone who kind of, someone just said Olympic weightlifting to you or weightlifting, like what would you think?
Bench press.
Okay.
Well, that's why we're asking you because.
Yeah.
Bench.
A lot of people probably won't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Bench press. Most people just think of weightlifting as bench pressing.
Okay, so if we say the lifts that you see in the Olympics, what would you think of? Do you watch that stuff? I don't even know if they show it all the time.
They do sometimes, they do. But it's on the weird channels.
I feel like he has like a vision in his head, but he can't like put a finger on it.
Well, no, they do. Don't they do? They do. No, they don't do deadlifts. Well, they... I don't know what they do. Why is it attack Tim on this?
No, we're not attacking.
Like, you're always the guy that we go to for kind of like confirmation for stuff, and we pick your brain as well as you like kind of pick ours.
I've watched you before. I just don't remember. I think they've done, don't they do snatch? Or I don't know what they do.
Exactly.
Yeah, they do snatch.
Yeah.
No, the reason why I'm asking you is because a lot of people that don't pay attention to it won't really know what it is. Just kind of make the point there. Sarah didn't know what the hell it was until she started talking to the gym.
Sarah's like pretty damn good at it.
Yeah,
I'm being 110% serious. I'm not just joking right now. Like,
watching
you do certain stuff and you complain about how heavy it is, like it doesn't look that bad. Like, you're pretty damn good at this stuff.
I know. I'm just a wimp.
A wimp. So anyway, like we had the discussion the other day. So you're gonna start putting weights back in. At the beginning of the year.
2015.
So the reason why I think doing Olympic weightlifting stuff, so you said the snatch,
mm-hmm.
okay, or the other one's the clean and jerk.
Clean and jerk.
Okay, there's a bunch of different variations off of those two basic movements. Once a week, teach you either, well, we'll start with power clean and jerk because that's the easier of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll start with that.
Which I never did before anyways.
Right, but you've deadlifted before.
Oh, yeah, I know
how to
deadlift.
So that's similar to that. I mean, that's kind of a phase of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get you to do it once a week because it's a very a skilled movement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's, you know, it's a learning thing. It's fun to learn for some people. Some people get frustrated with it, a.k.a. Sarah sometimes. But, and Cody when he throws water bottles and kicks stuff for
that's
no
different.
Reason at all.
No, that's different.
But the reason why I think it's important is because one, learning, two, it's, what you would consider a total body movement.
Okay.
And it's very, very high metabolic demand. So in terms of getting out of getting something out of an exercise, it would be something very, very good to do. And if it's only once a week, it's once a week. So it's not, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. not like it's 5 days a week where you're doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Right.
Ideas, thoughts?
I think the thing about it I like the most that you can kind of apply to, like, maybe an average person or someone who just kind of wants to get into it, it makes you really aware of, like, mobility issues.
True.
It really, it makes you move well when it comes to just certain things. And me, like, kind of teaching other people, you can kind of see, okay, there's something wrong with your ankle or your hips are tight or this and that. And it kind of just puts you in a position to look at things from differently, from a different perspective. And it's also super functional. And there's just different variations or different things that you can kind of work on that will actually complement a clean and jerk or a snatch. But at the same time, you're doing functional fitness stuff like pressing or squatting or even deadlifting for that matter.
So where would we start him out? What would be the first movement we get you to do?
Oh, man. I'd say basic stuff, like probably just squatting or deadlifting again. Yeah. He hasn't done it in a while.
Right, but I want him to get into doing power cleans. And so, like, hang power clean will be the first
– yeah.
Probably the first place we start with a press with it. So you'll do, and you know, you'll know the movement once you do it. You'll see it and you'll be like, all right.
It's not like I haven't done anything.
No. Right. Hang power cleans, though, would be good to get the movement there and start looking at the mobility.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times, too, though, people get scared of it. But then once people start doing it and put weight over the head and then they get to drop the barbell with the weight, they kind of get stoked.
Yeah.
And once the weight goes up, when you set a PR, Oli lifting, I mean, there's no better feeling when you do something and then you get to slam the bar down. Yep, slam it down. So, hang cleans and plug that in with some other weights that you – what did you have in mind? Did you have anything that you were thinking about?
I haven't thought about it.
Too far out?
I'm so 100% on track and field right now, I haven't even – you're lucky I came up with a date of 2015.
Starting with hang cleans.
I have one more week of track, and then I can...
I would say maybe like hang cleans, deads, and front squats.
I don't
know about the front squat just yet, but it's the fact that it's the top of the... It's the finish position of the actual lift, and it kind of just lets you... You kind of get to practice that a little bit more with that.
Right. Yes.
It doesn't have to be like deathly heavy.
No, right. I think the hang cleans with the press is like more technique and then maybe throwing in some deads and front squats. He's not ecstatic about this at all. He's like, I hate this.
I don't know. I don't know what some of the stuff you're talking about is. So I'm just, yep. Mm-hmm.
Sarah says you'll be fine.
Yeah, Sarah does it all the time.
Well, Sarah's a beast.
So, but the bottom line. The reason why I wanted to bring this all up, well, one, the Mid-Atlantic Open made me think about it, but two, it serves a purpose metabolically. When it comes to strength and losing weight and learning movements, it is very, very effective and efficient because it's safe, one.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to hurt yourself as long as you're doing it right, and it's really hard to do wrong. And you start with light weight when you do it first because you don't want to – well, you can't really move a whole lot of weight at first.
Right.
So then safety-wise, it's good. Like he's saying, it shows up the mobility stuff, which you can fix while you're going. And then the last part is the metabolic part, building strength,
mm-hmm.
developing that neuromuscular connection that you need, developing power, and getting something out of a workout.
I think it's just fun, too.
I do, too.
Like, overall, it's super fun to kind of do, and it's challenging at the same time.
Let's hope it's different than the first time.
Different than the first time.
Well, I mean, it was nice, but I never really enjoyed it.
Ow. What part didn't you enjoy?
You're still a track kid at heart.
The Metcon stuff or what?
No, actually, I like the Metcon stuff. Like, when we used to do, like, a couple of the, like, I did a couple of those, you know, so much of this and that
Oh, like when we did the wall balls downstairs on the track?
That was fun.
And the deadlifts?
Yeah, that was fun.
How many? There was, all of us were there for that.
No,
were
Cody,
you there?
I wasn't there. It was
me, you, Sarah, and who
Johnny.
Else? Johnny, that's right.
Yeah, it was just us four. Yeah, that was fun.
I don't know where I was. I was supposed to do that, but I don't know what I did or where I was. I don't remember.
Mm.
You were looking for your Christmas sweater.
I got my Christmas sweater.
2 years ago.
Sweater game all week. It took me 2 years, and now it's finally here.
It's here.
All right. So that's my spiel on Oli lifting. I think it should be a part of everybody's, you know, maybe a week, once a week, maybe once every other week.
Yeah.
But to kind of just plug it into the total thing, it'll help multiple facets. So any extra thoughts on that?
No. I just like it because of the fact that it's functional. It kind of just makes you more mobile if you actually kind of get into it a little bit. And just outside of just snatches and clean and jerks, I mean, like deadlifting and then squatting is a part of Olympic lifting at the same time.
Was that what you didn't like, the squatting?
No, I didn't mind squatting.
Because when you were setting PRs, you were stoked.
I will say this, like, for someone who probably doesn't like lifting weights as much, you squat, like, pretty damn well.
Your squats could be on video.
They you squat pretty well. Like, your depth is there. Like, the whole, like...
It's flexibility, mobility thing, it's pretty good. I wish I could squat that low and get out of it like you do. Because when you do it, I'm like, damn it, I can't do that. And it sucks.
It's what I can say, it's a talent I have that I don't use very often.
Let's see if you still have it after all this walking.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I just went down and came back up.
Yeah. All right.
No, that's pretty much it, I guess. Okay. He's over here still laughing.
I don't looking forward to 2015.
Yeah, 2015.
Look at my sweater and don't
should
laugh.
Should be good. I can do that easily.
Really? It's Thomas starts laughing.
Because his face, he was like, that's nothing.
It's a sweater, dude.
All right, we've completely drawn off topic. We are supposed to get this food thing organized as well for paleo shopping, and we need to do this for the new year. So within the next 2 weeks, we're putting it out here so everybody hears us. We have to do this within the next 2 weeks so that we can make a list. And if you still have your receipt from the last trip, you should probably put that somewhere.
Me?
Yes.
That's not – all right. I mean, it's fine. No, the only thing is I have, like, rice on the list. But other than that,
that's fine. It doesn't make a difference. The point is that the cost of
rice
the,
can be paleo.
It can be. Especially, did you do white or brown?
I did brown.
You should do white.
I know.
Topic later. But that's fine because it's specifically for you. So, charge.
Thank you.
I saw it happening. All right. You want to wrap us up here, sir? If anybody has any questions about the Oli lifting, feel free to hit us Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. And then look ahead towards the shopping list. And we'll do it local here. We're not going to do like a broad thing. We're going to go like Food Lion, Weiss, like Martin's.
Yeah.
Like and we're not doing Walmart. No, we're not going to do Walmart.
No, because you really can't.
You can't.
Because they don't really have sales in certain things like that, like certain ins and outs that you can kind of get into in terms of this.
So no Walmart, but the local grocery stores in this area.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, because that'll have to be something probably for 2015 because we probably have one more show for 2014 and then,
So. Two.
Was the energy up better today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have two more for, I don't know. I'll have to look at the calendar. All right. But anyways, thanks again for listening and we'll catch you next time. Peace out.